Think you have what it takes to debate Stephen A? Call the show at 888-MAD-DOG-6. Here's Stephen A. Smith.
Lots of stuff to get into right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Commissioner Adam Silver of the National Basketball Association informed the league's 30 general managers Thursday, as is yesterday, that the NBA plans to make anti-tanking rule changes for next season. The league offices conversations with stakeholders from the Board of Governors, Competition Committee, and GMs have been intensifying dialogue about combating tanking, including starting to propose potential concepts for changes in December during its meetings with owners. Multiple sources with knowledge of Thursday's meetings, as well as a late January Competition Committee meeting, told ESPN that these concepts have been discussed to curb tanking. First-round draft picks can be protected only for top four or top 14-plus selections. Lottery odds freeze at the trading deadline or a later date. No longer allowing a team to pick in the top four in consecutive years and or after consecutive bottom three finishes. Teams can't pick in the top four the year after making conference finals. Lottery odds allocated based on two-year records. Lottery extended to include all play-in teams. Flattened odds for all lottery teams. During Thursday's GM meeting, Silver, the NBA office, and the league's 30 top team executives shared a desire to have ongoing discussions to safeguard the integrity of the sport. Silver was described as, quote, forceful, end quote, with his message about wanting to solve the problem that has gained steam across the league in recent weeks. During his All-Star Weekend news conference, Silver said that tanking has been, quote, worse this year than we've seen in recent memory, and that he was considering, quote, every possible remedy, end quote, to combat the problem. Last week, the NBA fined the Utah Jazz $500,000 and the Indiana Pacers $100,000, saying both teams sat healthy players in recent games. The league noted that moves that compromise its integrity will not be tolerated. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Again, you're listening live to Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. James in New York, talk to me. You're live with Stephen A.
Hey, Stephen A., it's clear to see that the Knicks are like the kid walking into the cafeteria and the bullies are sitting there waiting for them to come and take their lunch money and the Detroit Pistons. It's blatant to see. I mean, that's on a day where two of the biggest bullies on the other side were absent that day, if you get my meaning on it. How could that be so weak and so unphysical? I'm not understanding it, and especially from Carl Anthony Towns. Well, this man's got to dig deep and find his physicalness within him and start to impose that a bit, because the only road for the Knicks to the finals now is very clear to see. Somebody else is going to have to do the dirty work for the Knicks and take out the Pistons before they can even think about possibly getting there.
The Knicks shouldn't want the Knicks might run and hide before they want to face the Pistons again. They got to do something. It's bad.
It's blatant.
It's bad.
It's blatant.
It's bad. I mean, they're getting their asses kicked. It's very bad. It's embarrassing to watch.
And it's you don't even know if it's just the one team or not. I would like to see them now in the second half, because you know, once a team gets beat up this bad, the psyche sometimes starts to go.
That's right.
So some of these other teams are going to start looking at it like, if we just impose our will a little bit more on this team, maybe they'll just fold up.
Maybe.
That's one of my biggest worries.
Got a point. I can't knock you for that. I appreciate the call. Mark and Callie, you're live with Stephen A. What's up?
Stephen A., how you doing, Stephen A.? Good to talk to you, man.
I am not in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood. Not after watching my Knicks last night. Hell no. But go ahead.
I knew you wouldn't be just as of watching the game. I thought I'd just say Stephen A. Smith ain't liking this. But anyway, real quick, I think your nephew's got his feelings involved. I understand Knicks fans. I want to say that you turned yours off today, and I agree with you. I also agree with you on Jaylen Brown and you know, the MVP race.
Yep.
It's Jaylen Brown and Cade Cunningham. I understand the other guys, all the stat guys. I understand Joker. Those two gentlemen have been the most valuable to their team. And I got to say, I'm a Laker fan. I'm born and raised a Laker fan. I admire what Jaylen Brown has done, putting the Boston Celtics on his shoulders and not letting them lose all year long because of what has happened to that team. He's been great. And I'm glad you said you put him up there because I think he should be mentioned more.
Yeah, he has to.
He's been great.
We have to. We haven't mentioned him enough. They're the best team in basketball right now. Y'all understand that the Detroit Pistons will win a championship? I mean, they got questionable shooter. They don't have a bona fide number two scoring option. But they defend. They're prideful. They're rugged. They have size. They have athleticism. They defend as individuals. And they have a superstar in Cade Cunningham. Do you understand that the Detroit Pistons can beat anybody? Anybody. That's what we got to look at. And looking at Cleveland and the New York Knicks are descending and Cleveland's climbing, Cleveland could end up taking the 3 seed. That'll put the Knicks at 4, and then they play the Pistons in the second round instead of Cleveland or Boston having to do it. That's not good news for the Knicks. It's not. And we just need to be honest about it. Plain and simple. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Bronco Bob. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Bronco Bob? How are you?
Good, man. Stephen A., how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
All right, man. I can't believe the words coming out of your mouth about Cunningham versus Joker. I just don't understand that you're going to knock a guy out who leads the league in rebounds, leads the league in assists.
Jokic is fantastic. Jokic is fantastic and a three-time league MVP. Yeah. We're not debating anything about the greatness of Jokic. But Cade Cunningham, in the kind of year that he's having and the kind of year Detroit is having, okay, that's why I have him there.
Yeah, which is okay, but this is the most valuable player. What you
yes.
just said that the
yes, not the best player, the most valuable player to their team at this moment in time. Okay, we saw the Denver Nuggets. We saw the Denver Nuggets without Jokic, and we know they're not going anywhere without him because we know how phenomenal he is. But when you look at Cade Cunningham, what would the Pistons be without him?
We don't know yet. I mean,
we can guess all those years we didn't know about it with Jokic because Jokic hadn't missed games. We guessed, didn't we? Jokic didn't miss games until this year, but we knew because of his greatness.
Yeah, this extent of games.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. I don't got a particular game here or there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're talking about the most valuable player, I think people are getting lazy about the Joker because he wins so much. He's so good. He was so close.
That's
last
always
year,
the excuse. You know? That's always the excuse. People used it last year when we gave it to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Right.
Who? I mean, if that's the case, bro, why have a competition? Just give it to Jokic every year because that's what he's going to do. The numbers that he puts up is the numbers that he puts up. We know how phenomenal and great Jokic is. We're not questioning that. But there are times in a season each and every single year where there appears to be somebody just as, if not more valuable to their team because their team's deficiencies. And when you look at the Detroit Pistons this year and you look at the Boston Celtics this year without Jason Tatum, look at what Cade Cunningham and Jaylen Brown are doing with who they're working with. You have to give credit where credit is due. You're not taking anything away from Jokic, but you got to give it to them.
Well, of course you do. Listen, this is a preference. This is a personal preference, what it seems like, because you can't ignore the stats. You cannot ignore that Jokic is very valuable to his team, most valuable player. So I guess the question would be, Stephen A., if you had one player to pick on your team, would it be Brown, Cunningham, or Joker?
It depends on what I need. It depends on what I need.
You need the best basketball player. You need the most valuable player.
That's not always the case. What I'm trying to say to you right now is I could look at Jokic and go like this. I believe in the brother, but I'm not sure how much I'm going to believe in him if he got to go up against Wembanyama and a 7'5" self. I could say something like that. I could look at Cade Cunningham and say, what kind of or personnel do you have around you? Jaylen Brown is averaging 29 a game and got Boston as a top 2 seed with Derek White and Peyton Pritchard as his primary options. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when you talk about preferences, what about your preference? You don't have a preference for Jokic? You sitting up here just devoid of emotion and speaking strictly facts. And there's no emotion whatsoever coming from you, Bronco Bob, about Jokic at all. None. Come on now.
Right. Exactly.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You have a preference. You most certainly do. I'm not knocking you for it because it's a justifiable preference with Jokic. But it's just as justifiable for a Pistons fan to feel that way about Kate Cunningham. It's just as justifiable for a Boston Celtics fan to feel that way about Jaylen Brown this season with what he's been able to do and what Kate Cunningham has been able to do with who they're working with. That's all.
Appreciate the call.
Go ahead. Appreciate the call,
man.
Thank you, man. Let's go to Chris in D.C. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Chris? How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing, Stephen A.?
Talk to me.
Okay. To curve the teams from tanking, I got something for these 14 teams, right? You reward the teams that actually played. And how do you reward them? The teams that scored the most points throughout the regular season get the most balls. The team with the least amount of points during the regular season gets the least amount of balls.
Points?
Points, yeah, points. Just think about it. The team that scored the most points throughout the regular season get the most balls. The team with the least amount of points get the least amount of balls during the regular season.
So win-loss don't matter?
Win-loss won't matter. It's the amount of points you scored.
This will force these teams to play. I got you, but I'm not going for that. No, I'm not vibing with you on that, Chris. Mm-mm. Just points? You just go out there and just shoot the freaking ball, and because you score more points, you deserve a higher pick?
Well, that means they're playing harder. That means they're trying to win the game.
No.
It's a very simple concept.
No. You know why I don't go for that?
Why?
Think Mike D'Antoni in Phoenix. Remember I told y'all about this play that happened years ago? Jim Jackson gets traded to the Phoenix Suns. And he turns the ball over in his first game under Mike D'Antoni. And somebody is going in for a breakaway layup. And Jim Jackson fouled him, sent him to the free throw line. And Mike D'Antoni summoned him over to the sideline and said, hey, we don't do that here. Jimmy Jackson said, what are you talking about? He said, next time, let him score. It keeps the pace going. Is that your definition of trying to win? There you go. You know the answer. Have a nice day, Chris. Take it easy. Bigger in Brooklyn, you're live with Stephen A. What's up?
Stephen A. Wagwan, man. Listen, Stephen A., I heard your take today, and you are absolutely right. Load management is a much bigger problem than tanking, because tanking's really only an issue because of this year's draft. I got a twist for you. The reason I had to call you is when you had the unmitigated gall to mention Michael Jordan in that conversation about load management. Michael Jordan is Mr. Load Management. He invented it. You call Kawhi Leonard the worst superstar, but Kawhi Leonard is only a smarter Michael Jordan because he found a way to take time off and get paid.
What are you talking about?
Michael Jordan is the only superstar that has ever taken vacations during his career. The only one.
Tell me. When? What are you talking about?
2 years, 1994, 1995.
Tell me. That is the dumbest. I almost cussed on the air. That's the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Michael Jordan's father died. He walked away from the game and was not being paid by the Chicago Bulls. That is a fact. What are you talking about?
2 years of massages. But listen, I just told you,
answer my question. Bro, this ain't something to joke about. The man's father died. And after his father died, he walked away from the game. Why are you bringing that up as if that's him getting time off while being paid?
because we don't make excuses during the regular season to MVP.
He didn't play. He retired. He didn't play. What are you talking about? That's not load management. He quit. He walked away from the game.
Conveniently. And that
good,
helped.
Goodbye. I don't have time for that. That's ignorant. That's ignorant shit right there. I just finished saying to the man what all of us know, that Michael Jordan's father died. He was murdered. And he walked away from the game. And this man comes on national airwaves and said, conveniently. Triple eight Mad Dog 6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. More of your calls in a minute before Jamal Crawford comes on at the top of hour number two to discuss the NBA in depth with yours truly. More of your calls in a minute. Don't go away. It's Stephen A. in the house. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.